All right, and we're back here for the After Dark segment, which means it's one segment. People call in if you want to share something that's more adult themed or a little bit, you know, darker, or you know, whatever that means. Hey, JT, can you play that again for me, real quick?
Sure.
Yeah. It's like Quincy Jones just walked in here. And Benny Hill came in right after him. Okay. All right. So anybody who wants to give us a call, anybody who wants to share some poetry, 720-240-9766.
That number again is 720-240-9766.
Or Skype ID World Poetry Open Mic. Warmer than a fresh batch of my mom's pies. It's World Poetry Open Mic After Dark. That's hot. Poets, it's time to whip it out. Your poetry, that is.
Oh.
Such a dirty mind. Right. World Poetry Open Mic After Dark. JT, I asked this before we came back on, and I'm going to ask anybody listening. Who in the hell gets in a fight about a UB40 concert?
Honestly, I don't know.
The only thing, and I don't have a problem with it, but the only thing whiter than that is getting in a fight at a Jimmy Buffett concert. And I have a problem with Jimmy Buffett concerts. I drive by. Literally, this has happened. This is not even a joke. Drove by a Jimmy Buffett concert. I lean out of the window at everybody waiting in line. And I know they're there just to enjoy it. And I get the whole joke. This is just a joke.
Yeah.
But I lean out of the window and I'm like, "You're living a lie!" <As we drive by. laughs> "You've never had a cheeseburger in paradise!" All right, anyway.
Oh.
Anyway.
And if you would like to send your hate mail, you can send that over to...
I'm going to be condemned to playing Jimmy Buffett covers for the next, like, 4 months on Studio X now. I just know it. All right. So we're here in the return... Not the return engagement. After Dark. What am I thinking, man? We're returning. It's after. Who the hell knows what's going on? We're back here in After Dark. Yeah. Okay. Hey. You know, JT, I also think you should play that music, not just when I say, you know what?
Yeah.
You should also play it anytime I mention any type of cheese. Ooh. So if I'm just like, you know what that sounds like? Pure melted mozzarella. No? Nacho cheese. No? Rochefort. That smells terrible. Okay, so here we go. We got five callers lined up. Let's go visit right away Titus in the UK. Hello, Titus.
Good day, sir.
Good day. Is the sun up there now?
Not quite yet. If I open the curtains, maybe.
Maybe it is. All right, wonderful.
I want to thank you for putting two songs on tonight, which... When it comes to reminiscing my, I didn't have a football career, but I was pretty good. They were like Careless Whisper and that. I was playing football during that time, the early 80s. So that was nice of you.
Oh, well, absolutely. It was just a random decision earlier before the show. We listened to other versions. We realized that's the only one you could really go with.
Yeah. And then, of course, you mentioned UB40.
Yes.
Most of their songs were coming up when I was doing athletics. I was pretty good long distance runner. I was doing under one hour for 10 miles.
Oh my gosh! And, wow.
So of course I was a good club runner, you could say. But I shall get into that again once my poetry is finished. That's a little while to go yet.
It's hard to write poetry and run at the same time. That's right.
Well, that's why I went into poetry, because running wasn't doing any good waiting for Maureen to come back. So I took up poetry instead.
Ah, I see. Okay. All right. That makes sense.
So I'm trying to find a decent poem for After Dark. But the fear we have. I've actually put in a word called petit mal, which are brief seizures. So this is how I kind of like put that little element of whether it's there or not. You know, our fears see something which is not there. It's like an oxymoron, really, this poem. It's called The Knowledge to Elude. It seems with fear we elude ourselves more If what we can't or shan't expect accrued, then nothing worth us fearing over shall prepare us. Should we need to challenge or compare us with this knowledge to elude, our knowing not what's lacking in morale, if we elude all fear, to where weakly might we next neglect a mood, 'twould soon elude to find a petimal. This fear of can't or shan't will not ignore, but keeping fear prepared, it's like a food, or whether good did come from this locale. End of poem. Actually, that poem represents a moment of fear rather than a few seconds reading.
Just a moment itself.
Wow. Yes.
That's really cool. I like that. And I like that approach there, too.
It's actually, I was cycling home one day, and there was a young lady at a bus stop. It was dark. She was the only one around other than me when I passed. And there was an advertisement of who's this guy who they locked in a cage? Hannibal Lecter. They had an advert.
Yeah.
He was looking at her. I thought, oh, my word. I thought, that's not a very nice place to put in a bus. Yeah, so that moment of fear where she could have looked back and saw it. I mean, she could have done, but that's what I'm explaining. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
Anyway, thanks for having me.
Of course. Thank you.
Lovely show, as always.
We love it as well. Thanks so much, Titus.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. And that was Titus calling us from the UK, lining it up for the After Dark segment. All right. Coming up next. Are you ready? We're going to Cleveland, Ohio, to Mama Oladeji. Hello, Mama.
Hey. Y'all got me laughing now.
We're in trouble now.
Yeah, let me turn the radio off. Yeah, that was so crazy. That man's getting away with murder. Hey, you look like you'll be 40. Shut the fuck up.
I know. I just heard them mention it, and I thought, that's so embarrassing. Why is anybody saying anything? That's like getting in a fight over Bryan Adams. I mean, it's just...
you shut up, Bert. Stop looking at me. Yeah, well, take this ice in your face, you dick. Friends jump in, and the friend goes to jail, and they all live happily ever after.
I know.
Oh, my God.
Oh my gosh.
He is so weird.
He's a bit of a weird guy. Yeah. Oh, there's no way around that.
Yeah. They want him in there that bad. They want him in there that bad that they can see all his past is just weird. And crazy and drunk. He's still in a blackout. He ain't went to AA. All right.
He thinks he did. He vaguely remembered. No, I don't even know. I'm just whatever.
I mean, really, really, really. I mean, I watch. You see, I'm on top of everything. So yeah, they know me by my name and phone number. They call it, give me all kind of crazy hang up calls and stuff. I'm on top of them. So if anything happened to me, y'all know what happened.
All right.
Anyway, here goes. This is called The Sex Child, The Sex Child of the God. This is my intimate piece about myself and my life. And it's kind of long, so bear with me. I usually don't do long, but this is long. I whisper to the gods no more. I hold no secrets of deities as before. My innocence was never as I thought. The stronghold of lust accompanied me from beyond my start. Before I was dust, I was born of lust to a maiden so fair. Mary, the sweet virgin. Do you hear me? Hello?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. All right. Mary, the sweet virgin, forced out of her shell. She was pure no more. No one to counteract this sudden attack. How for that she should know that the handsome bow would defile her heart. To be exact, it was her spirit that fell. She felt tarnished and unclean as though she was stripped of everything. All that was once sacred was no more. Her idea of the world had ceased to exist. Now there was nothing left for her to hold on to, nothing worthy to offer. Her precious virginity stolen likened to a life savings. She felt robbed. Now, what now shall she do but to remove herself emotionally and marry the fool? To her misfortune back then, the only way out was to wed. The greetings of best wishes fell on her ears soon after wine glasses were raised to live happily ever after. The immaculate conception needed an explanation, so to marry the perpetrator was her only saving grace, her only salvation. Her life took on a life of its own, but she was saving face. Then I was born of this disgrace. The physical eye, the nuptials could pass as brother and sister. He was handsome and she was beautiful. Not the bragging of an offspring, but the consensus of the people. How now do you lie down with the enemy and suckle his seed? Everyone dotes and gloats over the pretty child, leaving the young mother to wonder, how did her life get to this? She was but a mere child, just cut from her own mother's apron string. She herself needed that attention that was now being showered on this newborn, a baby born from Mr. Debonair. Mary, the last of her offspring, born to a worn and aging mother, she was sent away from home to seek a better life, to live with her older sister, now who became her new mother. But instead of a better life, Chris, that she couldn't mention, tossed into the situation like a tomato in a salad, in a strange world without friends, a baby, a husband that she barely knew, and no clue how to begin. She could have gone far with her diploma and her beauty, could have even found a rewarding life that she held out the virtuous necessary, but she was met with lust planted in her this unwanted seed. If he had been a different lad, the story would not be so sad. She would have, could have made good out of the bad. But alas, not the case indeed. And so as the story goes, my suave, debonair father never did, I suppose, live up to his responsibility. Well, upward he never rose. A different life then he chose. This is how resentments grow. Now she barely in her 20s married again to a better man. So the journey now began. Her life never cooperates with the best made plans. Needless to say, time moved fast. Another child was born, and that marriage didn't last. But alas, she wanted her children to have a dad. Three strikes and you're out. So this had to be right. He was the church guy. He worked hard. Now from this union came there too. Two more. Now she has a son and three daughters and a husband and child number five. Though he went to church and God did he praise, he was like the fifth child in the house to be raised. Now in the big city with indoor plumbing, this little girl never saw this coming. A reluctant bride, she has been a wife now thrice. So she went back to school to get a better life. She was very smart intellectually, but naive emotionally, still beautiful and innocent. She was very attractive. She landed a career at the post office after long nights of practice. The job was demanding and took all of her time. The head of the family, well, this role became mine. She was still a beautiful goddess. And he, my dad, he was good looking, irresistible to most women who were mesmerized by his charms. But he was like Lucifer in an Armani suit, cocked hat with Stacey Adams shoes. It took him everywhere he wanted to go. A man's man and a woman's dream in this underworld life to be continued. And I am the sex child of the gods. In peace.
That was a pretty lovely piece. I like that a lot.
Sorry, it was so long, but I should have wrote it while I was young. If you write your life story while you're young, it'll be shorter.
Hey, you know what? There's a lot of wisdom there, isn't there?
But thank you, guys. I really appreciate that. Hey. It's the first time I ever shared that. And I feel comfortable sharing that with you all.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
And that was Mama Oladeji calling from Cleveland, Ohio. Mm. What a cool piece.
It was. Very personal.
Very personal. You're right. Very much so.
But really good.
All right, we're going to head now to Connecticut, land of the free and home of the Barbara. Let's go to Barbara.
All right, we're going to head.
Hey, Barbara.
You can hear me?
We can hear you just fine.
Okay, that was amazing, Mama. That was so good, so beautiful. And if your mom could hear it, she would have loved it. I don't know. I don't remember if she's alive or not, but really, such an homage to your mom. This one I'm reading, I wrote in 2016, and it's kind of an after dark. Anyway, it's called The Dance of Love. In the dark reaches of a hidden secret bench away from the chaos of city boulevards, under an overgrown summer tree canopy, a slow stroll ignited by passion, fueled by anticipation, and young loins lubricated by the lust held in check as steps moved us closer to the secluded spot. Love guided our actions as succulent floral aromas surrounded us in a blanket of peace. Our arms and legs entwined as more sensitive parts magnetized with the enticing sensations from the contact of lips on lips moved us ever onward, forcing clothes aside as our fingers and mouths explored each other, a sweet imperative, bodies ignited by the fire of love. You slipped easily into my engorged slippery space in the ink of night. Ecstasy on a wooden bench as we did the dance of love. End poem.
Very, very nice. It was a little after dark, but not too bad.
I think I read it after dark.
I think, yeah.
One time. It's a little, it's on the fringe of after dark, I mean. Some of it is a little fringy.
It's dusk.
I would say twilight.
Don't say twilight. There's a whole other connotations there.
No, not quite like that. Anyway, this is the end of the week and tomorrow, but Sunday. We're going to something that you would probably love. It's called Elsie Fest. Have you ever heard of that?
No.
It's in Central Park, and they do it on Summer Stage. And it's all these Broadway actors and actresses get together and do pieces. Like, it's kind of like a variety show of people, like, for 3 hours. And we luckily got bleacher seats. Otherwise, you have to stand for the 3 hours. And, you know, you can't really bring much into Central Park these days. So you're pretty much, you know, having to go on your wits. So hopefully we'll get there in time to get our bleacher seats. But it should be fun.
Ah, sounds great. Cool.
It is going to be, there's going to be Darren Criss and people like that. And just, I think Ben Platt, all these really great people who are going to do stuff and should be fun. So I'll tell you more next week, but I'm going to get off the phone because two more people have to get on and it's getting late. So good night and have a good week. And hopefully, you know, everything will be cool next week. Okay.
Thank you
Bye,
so much,
everybody.
Barbara. Good night.
JT, you're awesome as always.
Thank you.
Good night.
Good night.
And that was Barbara calling from Connecticut. All right. Now, You ready? To Stan in Alabama. Hello, welcome back, Stan.
Good evening, gentlemen.
All right.
Titus, so eloquent. Mama, so wise and worldly. Barbara, something that was actually somewhat romantic. This has been lovely.
It has been. After Dark has really changed. You know, when it first started, it was kind of some hilarious erotic poetry that occasionally we would just kind of be going, oh, great, we got to sit through that tonight. And now it's not like that anymore. We actually can enjoy it.
Prepare to go retro.
All right,
let's do it.
I'm not naughty. I'm evil. We're going to get into something a little raunchy and raw. A little journey called Sex Trip. Mind-bending night, a full-on purple haze. Sexual prowess alive, ardor now ablaze. She appears through the mist, eyes aflame, her voice like foreplay, kisses my name. I see her body glisten, sensual and surreal. All that fuels male desire, so beautifully revealed. Hair full and flowing like a living flame, a female predator stalking me like game. Her face reflects the hunger and the need. Nipples straining beg me to ravage and feed. Sweet scent of sweat and her sex filled air releases my beast, our primal instincts to share. Every gasp and sigh, wondrous music to our dance. Every part of our bodies tasted, now in a sexual trance. Now locked in tangled limbs, our hips drive us to the peak. Growls, moans, and screams, thrusting for release we seek. Wave after wave of orgasms rip through our bodies and minds. Our sexual juices and sweat flowing as passion, sweet wine. Neither of us satisfied, we're fucking like we're hell-bent. This is an epic volcanic explosion that must be erupt till it is spent. Ah. Oh. In the morning, I'm blinded by the light of day. In fluid-soaked sheets entangled where I lay. Fall from the bed, drag my body to the bathroom. Spunked out, funked up like a shit-fed mushroom. Got the shower raining on me, head getting clear. Start shedding the funk of this wet dream veneer. Jizz and salt stops burning eyes. Not so alarmed as feeling returns to my legs, hands, and arms. Whew. Head finally clearing, thinking straight, not tweaking. You old dumbass hippie. Dude, what were you thinking? Bad trip lesson learned, man. Take it from me. Never mix your Viagra with your fucking LSD. Damn. In peace.
All right. That made me laugh. I really liked that one. Man.
Well, you know, to me, it's got to be a little bit askew.
Yeah, no, I get it. I get it for sure. It totally makes sense to me. When you hang out with a bunch of poets every Friday night, you know, you got to expect this kind of stuff.
Hey, yeah, there's bound to be one rockaroo in the box.
There's got to be. At least one. We know there's a couple.
Well, you do now.
Hey, Stan, thanks so much for everything tonight, man. Thanks so much for just all the work and just the great spirit and calling back. I mean, this is three times tonight. That's awesome.
Oh, my pleasure, always.
Great. Happy to hear it.
And thank you. And on to the next gentleman.
All right. Thank you, sir. Talk to you soon. And that was Stan calling from Alabama. And now, last but not least, the king of After Dark. Well, kind of. I mean, I don't
know. Oh, okay.
I love giving people titles that they haven't necessarily earned. It's just like picking some random guy and be like, you are a sex symbol for the ages. He's like, I am. I like doing that for some reason. Okay, let's go now to Philip in Kentucky.
Left behind on unused.
Uh-oh.
Hello.
Surprise.
Philip. Surprise.
you see, haha. I fooled you. I have you on speakerphone so you don't make me drop a brick in my pants, man.
When we jump on and you're practicing, it reminds me of at one point visiting Denver when I didn't live here, and then my brother and when he was still in high school and his girlfriend were at my parents' house. My parents were gone. My friend and I come back and the lights are off. We walk in and just make as much noise as possible. We are home. We're so very, very home.
Never mind that sock or whatever I left on the doorknob, letting you know I got a girl at home, you know.
Oh, that's what that sock was. Okay.
Oh, yes, right. Yeah, that brings me back to being in college, you know, roommate code.
Oh, I know.
You know, don't block the blank. Oh, yeah, this is After Dark. You can say that word now.
You can say it.
That's true. And then I censor myself, Michael.
You can blank the blank. Yeah.
You can blank the blank. See, sir, you know, I this is probably sounds so ridiculous, but, you know, there are times, and I just tell myself in my head, I'm like, Philip, crisscross applesauce, and I stop. I shut my mouth.
But that's okay.
Yes, right? I'm like, my gosh, I want to be mistaken for an adult if I keep this up.
You finally learned how to crisscross applesauce.
Absolutely. It comes in handy, Michael.
It does.
Anyway, I will get to it. And hopefully I will try not to. I mean, I've got a whole list of characters here, mostly predominantly from France. And just throwing this out there for folks who are looking for pronunciations, which I do often, YouTube, and even if you just do a Google search and just put the name and pronunciation, it really helps. It just comes in handy, and I use it often. So anyhow, enough of that. On with it. The poem, the title, Seasonal Ensembles. And here we go. October will soon arrive, returning from yearly travels, spent backpacking across Europe, a lustful tryst with April, roving through chartreuse nocturnes of Paris. Two frivolous waifs feigning innocence, leisurely escape routes into cinema during foul weather, revisiting the new wave, hosted by the gentle-spoken avuncular ghost, dearest Uncle Andre Bazin. Enthralled at being on set where François Truffaut shot the 400 blows, red wine, cigarettes, and the indulgence of lubricious clichés, rationalizations made into beautiful follies, light and airy as butterflies and their delicate idols, humorous euphemisms for their jejune jeune fille behavior, hand jobs relished beneath cafe tables, a wily middle finger eased and immersed in a coral glove, oh feminine warmth, atop the Eiffel Tower. A balmy gale that censored her hip-writhing moan above the pinwheel city, lit up like pinball on tilt. A dress where Verlaine wounded Rimbaud's precious palm, Balzac's a dirty coffee pot brewed doubly strong. A museum with spaces public and secret measured by centuries and fortnight holidays. The sidewalk restaurant where Genet accosted Cocteau, publish Our Lady of the Flowers, talk to Sartre and de Beauvoir. They helped get me out of prison. October's few scribbled final lines jotted down inside a windmill bar as work calls at summer's lonesome onset farewell. His twisted, sinistral penmanship left behind on unused napkins, signed by Toulouse-Lautrec's absent stained fingerprints. I depart without adieus, except for these few words. Hieronymus Bosch strolls alone along rain-glistened cobblestone, mindful of the rats, who keep society and high culture entailed and entangled. Note the fashionable boulevards, reiterating to imagine is hallucination, reality nothing less than one's headspace projected outwardly above the azure, below our verdant mirth, when benevolent virgins return with songs heralding full moons and virile men who yearn for embraces not merely carnal. And there it is, fellas.
And points for the best usage of the phrase Balzac in a way that makes that worked.
I knew
exactly what you were talking about. I go, he totally used that guy on purpose.
I used to always be like, Balzac? No, Balzac.
It's Balzac, not Balzac, you pedestrian.
But he had a big one. He had to.
he had to. That's how he earned his name. It's nearly genetic.
Novels, geez, right?
You know what? It takes more guts to write a book than I think almost do anything that I've ever done anyway.
It's right to get a really like a novel that makes
to, like,
an impact.
Really commit. It's
not easy. You're right. Absolutely. I remind that of my friends. They are all these writers. I'm like, don't forget how hard writing is. It's not just because you can write doesn't mean you're a writer. You know. Just,
damn right.
Anyway. Yep, absolutely. Wonderful to be here. Thank you so much, and I look forward to the next readers, and you guys had a marvelous week, and happy October to you all.
Hey, thank you. Happy October to you as well, Philip. We will talk to you soon.
All right, cheers. All right,
cheers. And that was Philip calling from Kentucky. Man, this has been an eventful show, has it not?
Yes, it has.
All right, we had a few things we haven't had done before. And I want to say thank you to everyone who's still with us, everybody who listened to the After Dark segment, as well as World Poetry, the proper show. But to end this properly, for myself, once again, from JT, from Novia, the studio cat, from Ursa, the studio dog, it has been a wonderful evening. Thank you so much for everything you bring to us, and we will talk to you next time. Have a good evening, and keep writing.